Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Whether you love camping or you just tolerate it because someone in your life loves it, Las Vegas is perfectly positioned for short drives to incredible outdoor spaces. Today on CityCast Las Vegas, we give you the third and final episode in our Fall Destinations series. Our guest is outdoor enthusiast Berta Gutierrez. As program director for the Conservation Lands Foundation, she has all the insider tips for the where, the how, and the how much fun you could have during this amazing fall camping weather. It's Tuesday, October 10th. I'm David Figler, and here's what Las Vegas is talking about. Berta Gutierrez, welcome back to CityCast Las Vegas.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here, especially talking about camping, because I love it.
Yes, you do. And that's why we picked you, my friend, B. I'm going to call you B throughout this because that's what I call you in real life. Is that okay?
Yes, do it.
All right. Well, B, I got to also kind of give this disclaimer, and you know this about me, but I'm a city guy. I get called an indoor cat a lot. But this is the season to be outside. I love walking the dog. I love feeling the air out there. So what are some easy camping trips for people like me who are a little, I don't want to say afraid, but totally afraid of camping or like resistant to camping?
Or if you, which is totally normal, if you need a shower, right? Like if you need a shower every day, if you would like a shower every day, there are options for you. I think you don't need to rough it out to experience the outdoors. You could.
No, and I just like it easy. I don't like having to pound stakes into the ground. I don't like all the bugs everywhere. I do like, you know, a bathroom and all that other stuff. But what would be an easy, close by Vegas camping trip?
So if you go a couple of hours away from here in Arizona, Midview, Arizona, to be exact, you're going to be like, where? And that is really close to South Cove for Lake Mead National Recreation Area. But also, it's kind of on the way if you're going to Grand Canyon West to the Skywalk. If you go to Arizona, like you're going to Grand Canyon West, you pass Dolan Springs. Well, a little further in, there's Midview, Arizona. And there is a gorgeous Joshua Tree Forest there. Is an area of critical environmental concern and is a natural national landmark. So gorgeous forest. Now in the tiny town where that forest is in Midview, you can find a couple of RV parks that offer, you know, you can stay in a little RV, you have a kitchenette, you have a shower, you have a heater, and then you have a picnic table outside. And so you can stay there the night. And then you can go and explore several things, you know, during the day. You can go to the Joshua Tree Forest, or you can go to the Skywalk, or you can go to do a picnic in Lake Mead. So you can do several things at once in there.
Yeah, and I like the easy part. I guess there's two things about camping. One is sort of being out in sort of an isolated place where it's nice and quiet and you could see the sky and usually stars. And the other one is taking hikes nearby. And that sounds like a perfect place for that. What do you think are essential items that you should pack up to go out on the camping trip that maybe people don't think about when going out on the road like that?
I think everybody thinks of snacks and food. So I'm going to pretend that one is a given. I do think that you should take water, extra water for every day. Even if you go to a place where there may be a general store, sometimes when you go into rural towns and rural areas, things close very early, or they may be closed on a Sunday or a Monday. So it's always good to bring all the food and all the water that you're going to need for those trips. It's also very helpful to always have toilet paper and a way to have your garbage, you know, some garbage bags.
Because you don't want to leave a trace at all. And
you don't, yeah.
Yeah. And on the toilet paper front, I have been camping semi against my will, but I always wind up loving it. But the toilet paper situation in the public bathrooms is always like, I don't know why they just get the one ply. If it, even that, yes. Sometimes it seems to be a half ply. So yeah, definitely bring your 2, 3, 4, 5 ply yes. when you're going out.
Bring
to camp.
That. And definitely you need to, because you never know when it's going to be out.
Right? That's true too. Oh, yeah. The worst feeling when you put your hand up there and you're like, and scene. Yeah. Yeah.
Then you're really roughing it.
Literally. Okay. So what other essentials before we move on to maybe some harder camping? Yeah.
So for all of this, like if you're going to be hiking or walking in nature, because all of my recommendations are really in the desert, it's good to have good shoes. Don't wear your Crocs because
no Crocs. Yeah.
The spikies are going to come through in there. And it's always good to have a small first aid kit. The most important thing in the first aid kit is keeping on the topic of spiky things is a pair of tweezers. I cannot tell you how many times me or a friend or a family member has stepped on a little ball of prickly things. And the tweezers are the most helpful thing ever. You know, I pick it up and I'm always the hero. Everybody's like, hey, yay, she saved the day with the tweezers.
Just a little pair of tweezers. All right. Well, let's take it to the next level then. When we don't have all the amenities that I love, no toilet in sight, but, you know, maybe we're pitching a tent or whatever. What's a medium level campsite to go visit within that like 4-hour radius around Las Vegas?
For that, I have two recommendations for you. So one requires planning ahead because you have to make a reservation for a campsite. And that one is in Pine Valley, Utah. It's a recreation area that is in the Dixie National Forest. And to make the reservation for the campsite, you have to go on recreation.gov, which is, if you go, you can really go on a deep rabbit hole on recreation.gov and get excited. I have a friend that every year in January goes on recreation.gov and goes through every holiday and makes a few reservations. So he plans it up in January. So if you are a planner, go on recreation.gov and look up Pine Valley, Utah. It's a beautiful area. It's going to be a little colder than here in Las Vegas if you're going this fall. So that's exciting too. You know, you get to like bring your sweaters and your jackets.
Yeah, the change of weather is definitely an allure. How far in advance do you normally have to go on that reservation website to book a campsite?
You know, as I said, you know, my friend does it a year in advance.
Oh, yeah. I know about the planners. Yeah. I'm talking about the procrastinators like me. Like, how long can you wait before you, like, are out of luck, you know?
Yeah, that's the thing. If you're like me, because I also don't plan like that, then it's all about being flexible. Because it may be that you find one night. I went on there this morning and there's a couple of nights available. So it's all about being flexible. I'll say a couple of weeks to a month in advance for the non-planners like us. But also for the non-planners like us, there's also Paranaga National Wildlife Refuge, which is at a couple of hours from Las Vegas, just north.
That's right here in Nevada.
Yes, it is. Just a couple of hours away. They have about 15 campsites. The site is called the Upper Paranaga Lake campsite. And those 15 campsites are first come, first serve. So you just have to get there early. And it's a little adventure because you never know if it's going to be all full or if it's going to be all empty. So you may find a campsite or you may not. But that's if you live on the edge like me, that's where you go.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Do you have any favorite hike near the two medium campsites that you just talked about?
Yes. So in Pine Valley is beautiful. And Pine Valley, you know, there's maps available and you can go on different hikes right there. You can just like camp, and from your campsite, you just like take off on the nearest trail. So that one I have done. You basically go all around the camp, all of the campsites through nature. And that one is just beautiful. You can do the loop in different directions, and it's gorgeous. This is my tip for Pine Valley. You're going to go through a little town right before you get to Pine Valley. It's called Vail, Utah. And there's a pie store.
Pie?
Yes.
Oh boy, you got my attention on pie.
Exactly. You're going to stop by there on your way before you get to your camp, and you're going to get a pie. They have the most delicious things. Fresh berries, if you like cream pies, like banana and coconut and key lime. They have it all. And it is so delicious, David. It's so delicious.
You're describing it in the way I want to go right now. That yes. That you've given me some really good tips for camping out there, but that might be the best one of all.
Yes.
Get that pie. Get that pie.
And this is the thing. You stop by on the way there, so you have some pie for while you're camping, and then when you're coming back home, you also stop, and then you got drive pie.
You got drive pie. I love drive pie.
Exactly. So that is the thing to do in Pine Valley. The time that I went in and I realized that there was a pie store, I was like, oh, that looks interesting. Let me stop. That is the reason why I go to Pine Valley now.
And what about in Paranaguet? Any, I don't know, must-see things or places to stop or favorite hikes?
So in Paranaguet, if you are a person that loves birds, that is the place to go in the spring and in the fall when birds are migrating, because they stop by there. There's a lake where you cannot swim. This is not a swimming lake.
There are big
lake.
Signs that say, do not get into the water. I've seen those yes. signs. Yeah.
That water is for nature, not for swimming. But Paranaguet, there's a trail that goes all around the lake. And it's a little deceiving. You look at it, and it's easy. Part of it is paved. Part of it is not paved. But it's very easy. It's family friendly. If you are a wheelchair user, you can also go through it. But it does take a couple of hours. So if you want to go around and do the hike, the full loop, it's going to take you a good 2.5 hours. Or you can just like start it, and when you get tired, just turn around. Now, the beauty of that is that even if it's not migration season for the birds, if it's not spring and fall, if you're a little late to the season, you can still see really exotic. Well, to me, because I'm not a bird person, but that's the place where I saw the first bald eagle that I ever saw in America. So look up when you're doing that walk around the lake.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's move on then to the hardcore campers, the true campers who want to be fully immersed. What sites would you recommend for them?
So we are super lucky in Nevada. We have 3 national monuments that are under the Bureau of Land Management: Basin and Range National Monument, Gold Butte, and Aviquame. They're all fairly new. So Basin and Range, 7 years, maybe 8 that he has been designated. So you're not going to find bathrooms, not even vault toilets. You're not going to find visitor centers. You know, you're not going to find like maps or signs. You may have a sign that says, welcome to the National Monument, but that's it.
Or so, beware all who pass this path.
And so you're not going to have all of that. So for this type of camping, which I have done, you have to go this like extra preparedness, including you can bring your own bathroom in a bucket.
Bathroom in a bucket. Uh-huh. I've seen those at Home Depot. I get it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. You know, it's interesting. I love this type of camping, but I can only do it 2 night stops. 'Cause, you know, I also like the commodities of a shower and things like that. So, but it's fun to go out there. You pitch your tent. Usually there's not going to be designated campsites. So you're going to find a road and a place where it looks like you can pull over and then you can pitch a tent. I worked on the Avícome campaign, as you all know, because that was the first time that I was in the podcast. So I have camped in Avícome quite a bit.
Oh, wow.
And it's this type of camping where you have to, you bring everything to survive and then you have to bring it back with you, you know, not leave any kind of trash out there.
Well, and we're so proud of the efforts that folks like you made to get Avícome that designation. I do have a question, though, about a place that's so new to us, like Avícome. I mean, it's not new to us, but I mean, obviously, it's been around as long as things have been around. But our access to it, to the degree that we have it now, because it's under BLM control, is new. How do you figure out, like, what that good campsite would be? You say you drive along until you see the spot. What is the spot that screams, B, come camp on me?
It's definitely a place where you can like pull your car in. We love to look for trees, big trees. So, you know, you want some shade. You want a little like a natural clearing where you can put your tent. So that's how what we do. We drive around. Usually it's a dirt road, so you have to have good clearance, you know, vehicle. Not my old little Corolla. That one wouldn't get there.
To the Corolla.
Yeah. Don't go to the little Corollas. You know, if it looks like you could have a good picnic there, then it's also a good camping site. So look for a tree. Look for some even terrain because when you're sleeping in a tent, you don't want to be at an incline because you're going to be rolling around inside. So
you don't want to wind up in a different spot than you started.
Exactly. Sure. Exactly. Yeah. Or, you know, like if it rains, then you're going to be on the path of destruction. So you want to have some even terrain, some shade. You want to make sure that the ground is solid ground and not rocks or a lot of bushes. You know, you want something that's kind of clear to put your tent on. Now, I say tent, but if you have a car that is spacious, you can also sleep in your car, which is what we tend to do.
I would think that would be a little, especially in those remote areas, because my next question was going to be like, what about snakes? What about coyotes? What about wild animals? How do you protect yourself? I guess one way would be the car.
Yes. Yeah, staying in the car. You do have to be mindful with the food because that's what's going to call the animals. And that would call me too. I mean, if I'm like, it smells like pie, I'm going to go look for it.
Yeah, I'm not bringing that pie out to Avícome. That's for sure.
Exactly. Don't bring it out to Avícome. So, you know, you can secure the food. You can either put it inside of your car and leave it there, or you can tie it up. This is for people that are tall and handy. You can tie things up and like hanging from a tree. I put things in the car because it's easier.
B, these are all great tips, but maybe what is your ultimate camping advice for Las Vegans who want to go out this fall and take advantage of that wonderful weather?
I'll say, come ready to see some wonderful sunsets. I'll say, like, I think the most important part is to just not push yourself. You know, if this is your first time camping, go where there's a toilet, you know, like you don't have to really rough it out to feel like you're in nature. You could also, you can just go for a day trip. So my advice is to just go out and spend some time in nature. Doesn't matter what it looks like. If you don't have a tent, there's places where you can rent them in town. So don't feel like you have to make a big investment. You can also check with your friends. Send out text messages. Who has a tent that I can borrow? Who has a sleeping pad that I can borrow? You can also look for group camping options. That's the beauty of things. You know, you don't have to do this alone, but definitely go out and spend some time in nature. Go on recreation.gov and see what's available and make it an adventure and go with some friends.
Right. Well, those are all wonderful, wonderful tips. And I hope people do take advantage of it because there's nothing better to appreciate what we have in the city than to be a little away from the city for at least a short trip. So, B. Gutierrez, thank you so much for all that information and coming back and sharing it here on CityCast Las Vegas.
Thank you for having me. And definitely we're going to put all these links up so people can go and do their own, you know, find their own information and go have fun. And I will definitely send you the location for the pie store.
That's the one I'll keep my eye open for. And that wraps up our fall destination series. The weather has held up, and so do these episodes. So make sure to check out all three on our website, lasvegas.citycast.fm. That's all for today here on CityCast Las Vegas. You know, this podcast model is great, but I wish we could hear your reactions in real time. Alas, technology. So if you'd like to participate, it's super easy. Just leave us a review where you listen to this. Throw us a few stars too, please and thank you. And you can also email us. And don't forget to subscribe to our morning newsletter with news, facts, and even more opportunities for your input. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. Till then, stay lucky. Yeah. You know what changed my life, though, was when we invested in some really nice camp chairs.
Yes.
Some loungy camp chairs with a cup holder. And, oh, it changed my world.
And also a hammock. I have a little hammock.
Oh, hammock.
Yes. Camping in the desert, sometimes you don't have those big trees where you can hang a hammock. You cannot piranha. There are some big cottonwood trees. So bring a hammock and have that chill station where you can just...
Yeah, my chill station. For real.
Make yourself a chill station.